Okay, today we're going to do Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding all the way at Amar Rabbi Tanchum, already about 15 lines into the page, maybe 20 even, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. First words on the line are Yelamdu Hu, and we are up to the third word. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Cheresh Ba'azno Achas Pater Min Ar-Ri'ah. If someone is deaf in one ear, he's pater from bringing the Olas Ri'ah, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, by Hakel, and remember, we compared Hakel to the Olas Ri'ah. Hakel is when all the Jewish people gathered together to hear the king read from the Torah on the Sukkot after Shemitah year. So we compare the laws of Hakel to the laws of Olas Ri'ah, and it says by Hakel, be'oznehem, in their ears. So we see from there, you need to have two functioning ears to be chayiv in Hakel. So too, you need to have two functioning ears in order to be chayiv in Olas Ri'ah. Ask the Gemara, V'hai ba'oznehem mi ba'ilei ba'oznehem de kulu Yisrael. Don't we already need the word ba'oznehem to teach a totally different halacha? Not that each guy needs to have two functioning ears, but that when the king reads it, he has to read it ba'oznehem de kulu Yisrael. He has to read it in the ears of the entire Jewish people, meaning that the mitzvah is for everybody to get together. Answers the Gemara, Hahu mineged kol Yisrael nafka. The fact that all of the Jewish people have to be there, that's derived from the fact that it says neged kol Yisrael. So we don't need ba'oznehem to teach us that, and therefore ba'oznehem is free to teach us that that each guy that's listening at Hakel needs to have at least one functioning ear. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Imi neged kol Yisrael, if we would learn it from neged kol Yisrael, that all the Jews have to be together, hava mina afal gavdu lo shami, I would think that even though they don't hear, it's still okay, because let's say there's just the microphones aren't good enough. It sounds like there's no microphones back in those days, and they don't hear anything, so they're far away. I would think that's good enough. Chas rachmana ba'oznehem v'hu deshami. I need ba'oznehem to tell me that they actually have to hear it. So you see that all the Jewish people have to be at Hakel is learned from ba'oznehem to teach us that they all have to actually hear it, and it's not good enough to just be in Yerushalayim. So we're back to the question, how do I know that a guy who's deaf in one ear is pater from Hakel? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, no, that din, that all of the Klal Yisrael has to actually hear it, and it's not enough to just be in Yerushalayim, milema'an yishmu'u nafka. We derive it from the words in the Pasuk, lema'an yishmu'u, and therefore, ba'oznehem is still free to teach me that the guy's got to be able to hear, that each guy has to be able to hear with both ears. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, chiger baraglo achas, pater min ari'ah. If someone is lame in one foot, he's pater from ri'ah, meaning he has one functioning leg, he's pater from olas ri'ah, shenemar, because it says regalim. It says by the Chagiga that is shalosh regalim you have to go, and that's an extra word, regalim, so that must be there to teach me that by the olas ri'ah, if you don't have two legs, you are pater. Ask the Gemara, Vahar regalim yibayle prat lebali kabin. But don't we already use the word regalim to teach me that people who had their legs cut off and they have an artificial leg, that they are pater from olas ri'ah? So how do I know that someone who has one leg is pater from olas ri'ah? Maybe it's talking about people who have artificial legs are pater from olas ri'ah. They had artificial legs back in those days also. They weren't nearly as sophisticated as the artificial legs we have today, but they did have it. Answers the Gemara, Hahu mi pa'amim nafka. The idea of artificial legs we learn from pa'amim. The word pa'amim in the Pasuk, titanya, because the Brisa teaches us, since the Pasuk says pa'amim, ein pa'amim ela raglayim. The word pa'amim actually refers to legs. The Chenu Omer, tirmesena regel raglay ani pa'ame dalim. The pa'ame refers to footsteps in the Pasuk. And we say the footsteps of the poor are the legs of the dalim. Va'omer, mayafu pa'amayich bana'olim bas nodiv. Pasuk also uses the word pa'amayich in a different context when it talks about people with shoes. Pa'amayich bina'olim. People with their feet in the shoes. So you see by the mitzvahs ri'iyah, when it says shalosh pa'amim bashana, we already see that people who have artificial legs are not included, and therefore the word regalim is extra to teach me that someone who has one functioning leg is also pater. So it's two separate dinim. Someone who has artificial legs is pater, that's from the word pa'amim, and someone who has only one functioning leg is also pater, that's from the word regalim. Darish Rava. Rava makes the following drasha. Once we quote the pasuk that we just mentioned about pa'amim, so he says, "May dichsiv." What does the pasuk mean? Mayafu pa'amayich bana'olim bas nediv. The pasuk is somehow praising the Jewish people from their head down to their toes. So, what is the praise of their shoes? Kama not in raglein shel Yisrael b'shal sha'olun regel. It's Hashem saying how beautiful are the Jewish people at the time that they go to be olul regel. Bas nadiv. Bas nadiv means bito shel Avram Avinu shnikra nadiv. We are the daughter of Avram Avinu, who's called the nadiv, who's called someone who's generous. Shenemar nadivei amim ne'asafu am elokei Avraham. The generous people gathered together, the nation of the God of Avraham. So what? Elokei Avraham, v'lo elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Why would we be called the nation of the God of Avraham? Is God only the God of Avraham, not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov as well? Now we're referred to as Hashem is referred to as God of Avraham, because Avraham was the first one who had the generous spirit on his own to convert. Yitzchak was raised that way by Avraham. Yaakov was raised that way by Yitzchak. Avraham is considered a nediv. He's considered to be generous because he's the one that decided on his own to convert to Judaism. Main point number three over here: someone who's blind in one eye, or missing one leg, or deaf in one ear, is pater from ri'iyah. Remember, we had three different limudim. One we mentioned last year, and two we mentioned this year. If you're blind in one eye, deaf in one ear, or only has one leg, all those three cases, pater from ri'iyah, we have psukim to teach at the pater from ri'iyah. Main point number four on daf gimel amir aleph is that Avram is called a nediv, a generous one, because he was the first one to find God on his own, to convert to Judaism on his own. Now, once we brought drashos that Rabbi Tanchum said about the mitzvah of olas ri'iyah, the Gemara brings other things that Rabbi Tanchum said. It's just enjoyable. Gemara teaches us all sorts of fascinating teachings of Rabbi Tanchum. Amar Rav Kahana, Darish Rav Nosson Bar Minyomi Mishum Rabbi Tanchum. Rav Nosson Bar Minyomi darshened in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. May dichsiv. What does the pasuk refer to when it talks about the pit that the brothers threw Yosef into? When it says v'habor reik ein bo mayim, that the pit was empty, there was no water in it. Mimashma shenemar v'habor reik ein yodeh shein bo mayim. The fact that it already said the pit was empty, isn't it obvious then that there's no water? There was no nothing in it. It was empty. It was empty of water and everything. So ella mayim ein bo. Now, the fact that it says that there was no water teaches us there was specifically no water in it, which you would normally expect in a bar. But the other thing that you might expect in a bar, animals crawling around the bottom, dangerous animals, that it had. And nevertheless, even though there were snakes and scorpions and all sorts of dangerous things crawling around at the bottom, Yosef didn't get hurt. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka v'Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma shaholchu lahakpil p'nei Rabbi Yeshua. One time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka and Rabbi Lazar Chasma went to greet Rabbi Yeshua, their Rebbe, b'Pekiyin, in the town of Pekiyin, in order to fulfill the great mitzvah of going to visit one's Rebbe on Yantif. Amalehem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to them, "Machidushay beveis haMedrash hayom. What was new in the Beis Medrash today? Anyone say anything interesting?" He started to talk and learning with them. Tell me what came up in the Beis Medrash. Amalah, they said, "Talmidecha anu, we're your talmidim. Umimecha anu shosin. We drink from your waters. We want to know what you have to say. We're not. Why should we? It's a waste of time for us to tell Torah to you. You should tell Torah to us." Amar lehen afal pike, and he said, "No, even though you're my talmidim, I want to hear." Ef shal beis hamedrash below chiddush, because every time talmidim come and get together and talk and learning, there must have been a chiddush. So tell me what chiddush came up. So Shabbos shal mihaisa, Rabbi Shua said, "Tell me who was the one who was in charge of giving the shir." This relates to after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the nasi in place of Rabbi Gamliel. And then Rabbi Gamliel got his job back eventually. It's a whole long story. The Gemara goes through Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. So they used to take turns. They didn't want Rabbi Lazar to be Doresh every Shabbos. So they would take turns. Rabbi Lazar would say the drasha one Shabbos, and Rabbi Gamliel would say it two Shabbosos. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Okay, whose turn was it? Was it Rabbi Lazar's turn?" Remember, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah was one that was appointed at the age of 17 because he had all those white hairs in his beard. That's the story in the Haggadah as well. So he said, "Whose turn was it? Was Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah's turn to darshan, or was it Rabbi Gamliel's turn?" Shabbos Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah haisa. He says it was the turn of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Obama haisa Haggadah hayom, and And what were they talking about today? What was the Haggadah? It's interesting that he used that word. That's a little bit of a coincidence. What was the Haggadah that they were saying today? It doesn't really mean Haggadah. It means what was the teaching? Amrlo b'parshas Hakel. Now they were discussing Parshas Hakel. Umad darashba. And what did he darshan about Hakel? Hakel asam ha'nashma ha'nashma ha'taf. That the pasuk says you have to gather together all the Jewish people, the men, the women, and the children. Well, im anashim ba im lilmur. I understand the men come to learn. Nashim ba us l'shmoa. The women come to hear the Torah reading. Taf lama button. But why do you have little kids there? What are they going to get out of it? Kedei sheyitein schar lemivi ehen. The children are there to give schar to those who bring them. Amar lahem, margolis tova hais biyadchem, ubikashtem labda mimeni. He said, what, you had this precious gem the whole time, and you wanted to keep this from me? Meaning, I asked you for some Torah thought, and you said, we're just your Talmid, and we don't want to share Torah thought. What an amazing Torah thought you just shared with me, that the whole point of bringing the children is to give schar to the adults for bringing the children, and that's why the children are so important. What an amazing insight that is, though. I don't know if anywhere in Shas, the word Haggadah comes up outside of the context of anywhere except for here. And here you see the word Haggadah, and it relates to the value of having children there. So just like we have the Haggadah in Pesach and how critical the children play a role in the Haggadah. But anyway, main point number five over here, when the bar of Yosef is described as empty of water, it means that there were snakes and scorpions there. Main point number six, on the Shabbos of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha, he taught that we bring children to Hakel so that the adults can get schar for bringing them. Let's go a little further. Va'od darash, and he darshened further. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also darshened. Es Hashem ha'emarta hayom, v'Hashem ha'emircha hayom. You praised Hashem today, and Hashem praised you today. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That pasuk that describes that is the Hashem telling the Jewish people, "Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You have given me the unique praise of being the only God in the world. Vani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam, and I give you the unique praise of being the singular most important nation in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made me the only God. Dichsiv, because it says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That you said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Vani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam, and I make you one bundle in this world, totally unique in this world. Shenemar, umi kamcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. That it says, who is like your nation Israel? A goy echad, a singular nation in this on the land. Main point number seven on Gimel Amud Aleph. A lot of main points over here. The special praise we give to Hashem is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The special praise He gives us is mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We each praise each other with echad. That we say Hashem is echad, and He says that we are echad. I guess we'll stop there because we hit Gimel Amud Beis, and we'll pick up from Va'afhu Be'ezras Hashem next time.